And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November 17th. This week in 1957, WCFL Radio in Chicago banned every Elvis Presley record, and they were promptly picketed by the local Elvis fan club. I guess they changed their minds. This week in 1995, the ABC TV series in the United States began, called The Beatles Anthology Documentary. It was over 3 days, and what a show. And in 2000, the same network aired The Beatles Revolution. A 19-year-old audience member filled in at a San Francisco Who concert when drummer Keith Moon collapsed this week in 1973. Minutes before U.S. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas, this week in 1963, Bobby V., Dick and Dee Dee, and Dale and Grace all waved to his motorcade, from outside their rehearsal hall. In 1955, Elvis Presley's contract was sold to RCA Records, and the contract cost them an unheard of $40,000 at the time. In 1957, Simon and Garfunkel appeared on American Bandstand, but at that time as Tom and Jerry. Elvis Presley's largest grossing movie, Blue Hawaii, premiered this week in 1961. The second British Beatles album with the Beatles was released this week in 1963. Jerry Lee Lewis was arrested outside Elvis Presley's Graceland mansion this week in 1976. He was waving a gun. The king wasn't home, at any rate. Cousin Myra, Jerry Lee Lewis's wife, divorced Jerry Lee Lewis after 13 years of marriage this week in 1970. The first live rock concert was streamed on the internet this week back in 1994 and included 20 minutes of the Rolling Stones concert from Dallas, Texas. The Supremes appeared before Queen Elizabeth at the Royal Variety Show in London this week in 1968, and the Queen gave their performance of Somewhere a standing ovation. Bill Haley married his pregnant girlfriend 4 days after he divorced his first wife this week in 1952. The Johnny Cash biographical movie Walk the Line opened this week in 2005. In the studio, Elton John recorded a live performance at a New York City radio station that was later released as his 171170 album this week in 1970. In 1957, Ricky Nelson recorded Stood Up and Waitin' in School. The Spiral Staircase began recording More Today Than Yesterday in 1968. Gary Lewis recorded This Diamond Ring in 64. Bobby Goldsboro recorded Little Things also this week in 1964. And in 61, Bob Dylan began recording his first self-titled album. Birthdays this week. Jesse Colin Young from the Youngbloods is 78. Gordon Lightfoot, 81. Gene Clark from the Byrds, born in 1941. Bob Gaudio from the Royal Teens and the Four Seasons is turning 77. Dean Martin Jr. from Dino, Desi, and Billy, born in 52. Hank Ballard, born this week, 1927. Hank Medris from the Tokens, born this week, 1938. Norman Greenbaum is turning 77, Joe Walsh 72, Dwayne Allman from the Allman Brothers Band, born this week in 1946. Dr. John, real name, Mac Rebenak, born this week in 1941. Livingston Taylor is 69, Terry Stafford, born in 41, Betty Everett, born in 39, and Sonny Jurassic from The Outsiders and later Climax, born this week in 1946. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November 7th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Codan.
Treasure Island Oldies.